brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, it is our final segment here with Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. Your calls and a ton of news and special reports are coming up after the break. Right now, let's go back to your calls. John in Minnesota, quick question or comment for Joseph Farah.
Yes, I'm calling. I was calling in to tell a little story and also how the FEMA camps, how they plan to fill them. I was a FEMA inspector, still listed as one, and after what I saw last year and what I was threatened with, I decided not to go out for them anymore. I called this in back in March or April. I called in to Sean Hannity's show, and they vetted me for 2 hours, checked me out, said that they were going to make a whole show around it and possibly bring me in to be on the TV show as well. The following week, they never called me back, and I called back into the show and talked to the producer. I had her private line, and she said that Sean had decided not to follow this story, that it just wasn't something that they were going
to
do.
All right, well, I'm probably going to have to put you on hold because Joseph Farah's got to leave here in about 4 minutes, but give us a brief encapsulation, and we'll come back to you after the break.
Okay. I was I got stationed in Philadelphia and was inspecting homes that were basically crack houses with decades of dilapidation, and the I found children living in the squalor and, you know, with drug deals and drug use going on right in front of them, and called it in, and they told me to mind my own business.
No. If you got a healthy baby, if the bow doesn't match their dress, then the CPS will take them because they've got folks that want the kid. If the child is being eaten by rats, literally, they won't help them. If it's a good drug dealing operation to launder some money for the banks. Joseph Farah, any comments on what this caller's talking about?
Well, I think he picked the wrong show to take his story to. I think he should have taken it to the Alex Jones show. You guys ought to exchange numbers. I want to hear more.
No, exactly. I'm going to put you on hold, sir. You can send us your stuff. We'll vet it, and then we'll get you on. But I'll come back and have you tell your story just because it matches from what I know. I mean, you'll hear about the foster parents with this with kids, and they can't get in trouble. Let's jam in. Well, you know, we're out of time for calls until I come back in the next break. Joseph Farah, any closing comments you'd like to make today?
Well, just, look, we're in for trying times. We talked about this during the break, Alex. You know, things are going to get worse before they get better. It's a time for, you know, redoubling our efforts, preparedness. We got to think survival for the next few years. And it's very important that people, like-minded people, even if, you know, maybe previously we thought we were in competition with one another, we got to stick together, because if we don't, we're going to, you know, hang separately. And so, you know, everybody out there listens to Alex Jones. I would urge you to support his work in whatever way you can, whether that means buying his great books and DVDs, this is no time for nitpicking between, you know, constitutionalists, people who are liberty minded. We're going to have to stick together. We're up against it big time, and so stay the course. I know I predicted doomsday in the next 4 years, but there's a very good chance that the coming tyranny we're going to see, the increasing tyranny we see in these next few years, might just be the wake-up call that America needs to reverse course.
Well, it will be if we use it like judo and use their energy against us, but everybody better redouble their efforts and not just go to sleep and complain. Now is the time to take over the states. Joseph Farah, thank you so much for the time.
All right, Alex. Good luck.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I am your host, Alex Jones, and it is the day before Thanksgiving. You know, I want to talk about how important this anti-TSA, pro-Fourth Amendment, pro-civil rights movement is that has gotten so big and that so many great people have gotten involved with. I also want to get into the incredible economic news and a bunch of military news. I've got to get to all this, and I've got to focus and get it done in the hour we have left here. Now 50 minutes we have left total. Let's go back to your calls. We just in the last segment took a call from John in Minnesota, who was talking about FEMA going in, and I know they're checking floodplains and also architecture in cities in certain areas. He's saying he would just see people living in crack houses, children living like animals. I've probably seen the story he's talking about. You learn how to gauge how a caller sounds, and then plus the info they give you, you pretty much automatically know if they're for real or not. But I don't ever go off my gut, even though my gut's never wrong. It's like, the gut says the guy's telling the truth, plus you've got info to back it up. Now send me your information. We'll have you on. But so many times we have whistleblowers on, and later they go, hey, can you take that down? They're coming after me. And so I just also want to tell people something. The Eye of Sauron is on this show. The Eye of the New World Order is fully aware of what we're doing. And I say, good, put me on your list, come after me, because I know how evil you are. And letting this type of evil come in is what is hurting the little children. The CPS was set up 100 years ago, roughly, we're going to the caller, as race eugenics courts or race hygiene courts. You may have heard of that, but only from the Nazis. That's because the media will talk about that. The Nazis got it from the United States and England. England developed it. The U.S. perfected it. The Germans blew its bad, its good name. I had a Freudian slip. It's bad name, but they gave it its bad name because it deserves one. I was about to say it's blew its bad name, but I couldn't say that. I said good. Point is, they were pushing it as a great thing until Hitler gave it a bad name because it deserved one. And I've seen this with the foster parents, not all of them. There's some good Christian families out there, but predominantly the warehousers of kids. I have seen it with the warehousing homes. They're all state certified, folks, and you can kill kids in these things and they don't lose their licenses. I've seen cases where you've got to have three kids die at a small home in a year. It was one in Oklahoma, a case, and they had the CPS director go, children will die. That's just the way it is. That was the headline on the article. Children will die. Because in 1 week, two had died, then one had died the month before. They were letting, like, two-year-olds swim alone at the CPS home and had a pool in the back. It was a taken-over old hotel. The point is, where do you think the pedophiles go? Where do you think the abusers go? Where do you think they go to be in the government envelope where they're the authority, so they're above reproach and they wouldn't do anything wrong? Folks, that's in history the most dangerous thing is the government. So the caller, I don't know what his story is yet. I only heard about a minute of it because we had to go to break. He brought up how he went to the media, tried to get this out. They wouldn't cover it. And how he was a FEMA inspector and the nightmare stuff he saw in the inner cities. And yes, if it is, if that's what you can get $500,000 for to the adoption agencies, if it's a black-haired, blue-eyed, or green-eyed person, they'll kill parents for them. That's, for whatever reason, I've talked to the top people involved exposing this. One of them was a state senator they murdered when she had just called me a week before and said, I've got total proof of the list, the roundups, how they're picking kids out. I'm coming on your show next week. Well, they killed her a couple days later, blew her and her husband's head off. But side issue, she had the quotas, the list, all of it. I don't know where his story's going. He just said he was in FEMA. He'd go in and see these crack houses and they wouldn't do anything. Look, if it's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby, and you go to have your child for the first time at the hospital, they'll make it up and say there's marijuana in your blood and take your kid. And if you try to fight back, the cops will gun you down. Okay? That's the way it works in America. They do what they're told. If you're a black baby or a Hispanic baby, they can drag those kids along behind their car and no one's going to get in trouble. I mean, if it's Hispanic or blacks, they may throw them in jail for it. But if it's black kids in foster care, you might as well put them in a wood chipper. Before the media spins that, I'm not saying put them in a wood chipper. I'm illustrating how horribly they're treated. The media loves to take stuff out of context of what I say, but people know they do that, so it's fine. But anyway, sir, I'm going to give you the floor for about 4 or 5 minutes. We're going to go to break, take a few more calls for those that have been holding, and I've got a news blitz and play these special reports. You've got the floor. Tell us why you were inspecting, what you did at FEMA, why you left, and then we'll vet your information and do a full report for you. And we're going to give you, I'm going to give your number to Rob New to call you. Go ahead.
All right. I was a disaster inspector. So just a warning for all the listeners, especially those in the Northeast right now, do not take the FEMA money. There's a clause that you sign on the tablet at the beginning. The print is so fine that it's illegible. But I read it, and basically it says that you owe this money back, and the federal government can seize your house and property if it's not paid back, if you're able to pay it back. Because people aren't, so they'll end up seizing the property. When that time period is, I cannot say.
And I'll back you up. That's why they're now saying they're not going to let most of New Jersey and New York, the mom-and-pop motels and hotels, aren't going to be allowed to rebuild for environmental reasons, but the government will authorize big companies to come in. So this is how they take over. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was stationed in New Jersey, and FEMA had run out of money earlier in the year because of the tornadoes in Alabama and Joplin, and then some of the flooding up in North Dakota. So they went to Congress and asked for more money. When Congress gave FEMA the amount of money, I'm not sure what it was. It might have been like $7 billion. This is when, Irene and Lee hit up in the Northeast last year, towards the end of the year, just like Sandy did this year. Irene and Lee didn't cause as much damage. It was a lot of flooding, a lot of rain. Now, the people I was helping out in New Jersey last year were legitimately, they couldn't do anything, and insurance wasn't going to pay because it was flood. And it was also man-made because they released a dam that flooded these towns.
I understand. I remember that. So tell people what you found and what the scandal is.
Okay, so they sent that when FEMA gave them that, or they got the money from Congress. Congress also passed a law granting power to the executive branch, the president, that he could claim any area, a natural disaster area, without the governor of that state asking for federal assistance.
I saw that in the news as well. Yes.
The very next day, I was out of New Jersey and in Philadelphia giving crack houses, crackheads, tens of thousands of dollars for decades of dilapidation. Tens of thousands. Okay? They got 1 inch of rain in Philadelphia from those two storms. 1 inch. We were replacing roofs, remodeling houses, but we were just giving them money. Those money were probably being smoked up in crack pipes, but 75% of the houses that I went into were crack houses.
Unbelievable. So what type of stuff were you seeing when you went in these houses?
Filth, knee-deep, spent condoms, I'm sorry, but this is, crack pipes laying around, hypodermic needles, whiskey, and beer bottles. So the first one that I went to, I actually had a gun pulled on me outside, and the guy told me to get away that I was there for him, and he said he was a block captain, and they were going to listen to him. So I went in. It was the three-story row house. Went in. It looked like somebody had hit a hornet's nest. That's how many flies were in this place. I get up to the third level and realize that there's kids living in this field. Three floors of crack smoking and crack dealing going on right in front of me. I called it in for the kids, and they told me to mind my own business.
All right, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. I got to give you more time. Stay there, yeah. I've seen this literally myself on investigations. But when your kid at school falls and breaks their arm, they'll still try to take them because you're healthy. There's some fat pedophile wants to get your kid. and they shop. You know, there's pedophiles want a five-year-old, they're going to get one. They want a newborn, they're going to get one. Or they just got well-meaning families that get them. The CPS is there to prey on good families and protect. I'm going to do it. I can take you to a crack house right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to
treat. John in Minnesota, finishing up your story. I'm going to have Rob do. John Harmon up there is going to IM him your number, and we're going to get in touch with you. You can send us your documentation, and then we will get you on air via video, Skype, or something next week if you want to use your identity or not. So, but everything you're saying I already know to be true. So basically, you're told just give a bunch of money to the crack house areas, And again, I started out on Access Television 17 years ago, and it was right in an area of East Austin that had the guys coming out selling the crack. I was at a gas station last week, and there was a guy parked in a car with cars pulling up, selling him some kind of white powder in little baggies. And I knew not to call the cops. Nothing was going to happen. If they did, I'd probably get arrested for it or something. Besides, the government ships most of it in to begin with, unless it's methamphetamine that they're cooking up. You know, private groups cook that up. That's why the government really hates that so much. They don't get as big a cut because it's more grassroots. Certainly bad for you as well. But I also, growing up in Dallas, Texas, they wouldn't sell us beer in Rockwall where I lived, underage people. And I routinely, almost every weekend, I'd ride in with older kids. You know, because I was cool when I was 12, 13, 14, 15. I got to hang out with the folks that are a few years older than me. Can't believe how much danger I was in. We would drive to South Dallas in the crack neighborhoods. And right next to the liquor stores, there would be crack houses right there. And to be honest, a couple times, they would not sell us alcohol. And when I was like 14, I was dumb enough. They said, hey, Alex, you and Chris or whatever, you go over there and they'll sell it to you there. And sure enough, they did. But let me tell you, once or twice walking in one of those, I knew, and I wasn't there again to get drugs. I was there to get, 12-pack of beer. Because the crack houses sell alcohol as well, for those that don't know. It's a one-stop shop. But, I mean, you walk into these things and there's a guy with a gun on the table, marijuana, cocaine, whatever. You want alcohol, you little such and such, you little racial slur? Bam, give me the money. Boom, you're out. And a cop drives right by when you come out. So I guess there I am telling you that story. But right down here, right off East 11th, I want to do that because I still drive down there sometimes. They're still there. I want to go. I'll do it. I won't tell the crew to do it. I want to go, and I want to go walk into crack houses. And then I'll call the police from the crack house. I mean, they know where they are. It's a joke. I'm sorry. They allow these districts to operate to sell everybody the drugs. Okay? I mean, that's how this works. The prostitutes, all of it. Going back to the caller, quickly finishing your story. So you said something about this. What happened?
They kept telling me to mind my own business, and they said that they just send me home. Well, we don't have much money, so I had to stay out of the field. 3 days later, my first appointment was at a house, and they didn't answer the door, left a note. She called up later in the afternoon just screaming at me that I'd never showed up. Well, I could tell by the slur in her voice that she was already high, and she was probably sleeping off her ride the evening before. So I get there. I showed up late in the afternoon. It was actually getting close to dark. We weren't supposed to be out at that time anyway. She was listed by herself as the owner and registered of getting the FEMA money and the owner of the house. And there were four children listed. Everybody listed, all the children are in the computer system. They show up. So I go in the house, the dog feces, ceilings caving in, walls cracked and caving in, just horrible conditions, and the four kids that are listening on a computer running around the house. Well, there was another girl there, older, one of her friends, was staring me down like I was a cop, then left right then. We were going through the inspection, and I could hear a baby crying upstairs, and she kept screaming, "Shut up, baby, shut up." And I mean screaming, I don't want to scream like she did. And I could just hear the baby crying upstairs. But it wasn't listed on the computer, so I figured it was the other girl's baby. So we finally go upstairs, and I can hear the baby's up in the front room, and she's continuing to scream, "Shut up, baby," not checking on it or anything. And there were four rooms upstairs. That was the last one I was inspecting because that's the flow of the way it was going. We open up the door, and there's the baby. Laying on the floor.
Taylor, stay there. We got to finish this after the break. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to hear what happened. And then, tries to get help. Ain't coming. But you yell at your 2-year-old daughter in front of people at the Yuppie Club, a fat pedophile is going to have your child that night. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, breaking down this information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
By the way, we've had our reporters out at the airports. We've also had our reporters out at airports that they've been traveling through to visit family, part of our opt-out and film the TSA. And I filmed the TSA before and had them tell me not to film. But I will go over to the Austin-Bergstrom Airport sometime this week, maybe next Monday. You know, just so they can run up and freak out and say you can't film and go, number one, it's the law, I can. Here's your own website. I know that. Stop acting like I've done something wrong. Stop acting like all the theater, they're terrorists everywhere. Your boss has put the underwear bomber on the plane on record. You guys are now arresting people because they have digital watches saying they can make a bomb. You know, you're the takeover arm. Hey, you like that cancer you're getting from the scanners? You like that? I'm going to hand out flyers about the cancer risk and just let them freak out. And it's all a much ado about nothing. The government's shipping in the drugs. The government's laundering the drug money. The government's running child kidnapping rings. The government's, you know, giving trillions to foreign banks. The government's involved in every crime you can imagine. But they want to, all over the country, they're trying to train cops that filming is illegal. And they arrest people and they get thrown out of court. And cops lose lawsuits. In Illinois, they try to put a guy in prison for life for filming the cops. And when the court threw it out, I had the guy on. The state attorney came down and tried to lobby to get it reinstated. I mean, they want you life in prison for filming police in public. Not doing anything wrong. You shouldn't be afraid of it. That's the thing they tell us. You see, they don't like these equalizers. Now, good cops out there, and there are a lot of them, they understand that big government's dangerous. They understand no checks and balances are dangerous. And they understand it's good that people are out there filming. You know, if I was a cop and a good cop, I would hope people were filming. Because, you know, then there's a record of what went on. Don't have something to hide? You know, there it is. My whole issue is they get into our private information, which they shouldn't do. It violates the law. With the NSA and the rest of it. But then our public stuff, they want to say, is off limits. No, no, no. It's the privacy of your home. And why don't I want cameras in my house? Nothing to hide except my privacy. I want to be able to do what I want. I want to be, you know. All creatures need their privacy. But out in public, you don't have any. And the fact that they want to try to threaten to arrest people, the rest of it, that's coming up. Man, I've got so much to get to here. Okay, so you're a FEMA inspector. You're going to these houses, crack houses. You go up to the next floor of this house. You're inspecting. This baby's been screaming. You open the door. What do you see with the baby you've been hearing screaming?
I'm sorry, Alex. I kind of broke down after just thinking about this story.
Go ahead. It's okay.
I walked in.
Go ahead. It's okay. Be strong for the baby. Tell us what happened.
The baby was laying in a pile of trash, no diaper, no nothing, just laying there with an empty bottle, dried snot and tears covered its face. And the flies and fleas were on top of it. And she stood over the baby and started stomping beside its head, screaming to shut up, MF-er, shut up. At the top of her lungs, to the point of where I couldn't even, my eardrums were hurting. This continued while I inspected the room for damages that were decades of dilapidation. And she's doing this right in front of me.
I understand. So, just like the TSA gropes us in front of us, it's all about out in the open. So how did this end?
I stepped out of the room, and right when I got there, the girl that had left had showed back up, and they closed the door behind me, but it was still cracked. And I can hear the girl that I inspected the house for. And she, did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it? Give me a hit. They started smoking rock right above that baby. And I just said, I need your signature, so I can leave. So she came out, signed it, and she actually exhaled the crack smoke in my face.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I could take into a live feed to anywhere in East Austin and show people smoking crack on the side of the street and cops driving by. And I could take you to any city in the U.S. and show this. But then if I get pulled over, the cops are going to ask if I got drugs. And I'm like, do I look like I'm using the government's garbage? And cops that have pulled me over know that this happens. And they say, oh, what's your problem? What's my problem? The government ships it in. Don't give me your holier-than-thou garbage anymore. And it just makes me upset about the entire situation. And, yes, I know about that. And I have absolutely not witnessed things like that, but I've read about it in the news where it's a baby eaten by rats, eaten by flies in a, you know, or you'll see the stories of a 7-year-old that weighed 17, you know, pounds and, you know, was like shriveled up and couldn't talk, you know, and death was a mercy. And this is going on everywhere and the CPS doesn't want them because they're already being killed. That's what they want. They want your healthy kid. If you're a good black Christian family, with your kids all healthy and clean cut. You won't give your kids inoculations. They take them. We've covered those cases in Michigan. If you're a white homeschooling family, they're coming after you. They are a force of evil. I have been around them. Finish your story. Let me guess. You tried to call FEMA, tried to call others. What happened? I personally would have called 911. And see, that's why I'm going to be honest. The one area I'm cowardly in is this area, because when I saw a cop choking a woman to make her sign a document to hand her kid over, because it was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby, and they even filed fake paperwork, I walked in the room and knew if I attacked the guy, I'd go to jail and wouldn't be able to keep fighting him, so I had to leave. But then that gave me nightmares, because at a primitive level, I should have physically defended the woman. I mean, it was all in a split second what I was going to do to the guy, but I didn't do it. I was ready to execute on him, but you know, execute the defense of the woman. But I stood down, and doing that is very unhealthy for you. And so that's why I don't want to go show the crack houses. I don't want to go look at them. I know why people leave it all over there rotting, because it's hard to look at, but it's going on by design. So finishing your story, and then we'll get a hold of you and vet your story and then get it out for everybody. Finish the story.
All right, so I go outside, and, you know, I have like a 10-minute cry there because I couldn't control myself in my vehicle. And I call up my FEMA office, and I tell them what's going on. There's a baby that's not even registered in the computer. It doesn't exist. She probably had the baby in the house, and nobody even knows that it's in there except for me. So I call them up, and they said, "No, you're not. We've told you before, this is not what you're there for. It's none of your business." And I said, "Well, I'm going to make it my business. If y'all aren't going to do anything, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call CPS." And before I could even finish my sentence, she blurted it out, "If you call anybody, we will have you arrested for violating her civil rights." This is what I was told.
And plus, but just so everybody knows, that's a fraud. No matter what you're told, if a commission of a crime is happening and they tell you, "Oh, well, there's a privacy clause," all that goes out the window. You know, even with doctor-client privilege, that's how doctors spy on you now for no reason, is because, well, they thought a commission of a crime was happening. They twist that. If you sign forms of confidentiality and you're working somewhere and they're making methamphetamine in the bathtub, you're allowed to go expose that. Go ahead.
So, you know, being as scared as I was and wanting to keep making money, I
understand. You drove out of there. You drove out of there, but you tried. And she tried to do the right thing later to get the story out. So, how did this end?
Well, 3 days later, I went in and to another inspection, and the lady, when I walked up, she said, "I bet you've seen some SH around here, hadn't you?" And I said, "Oh yeah." And she was an old black hippie lady. And the things that were coming out of her mouth were totally unexpected. And I did her inspection, and during the inspection, I told her about that, what had happened. And we were sitting down at her dining room table, filling out the last bit of paperwork, and she slid a tablet across the table and said, "You're going to write down that name and address, you know," because she had wanted it before. And I said, "You know, I can't do that. I just can't do that." And she got very angry with me, and she said, "You don't think that God put you in that baby's life and then put you in mine so that we could save that baby? This is what I do, is I save those children. You're going to write that down, and you're not leaving here alive." She made me see the light, and I went into my computer, and I gave her every single address that I had been to that was a crack house that had children in it. You know, I did a third party. And I've been scared ever since for the past year that something's going to happen to me. And now that I'm on the air finally talking about it, I'm really scared.
Well, listen, don't be scared, brother, because every time I think about the New World Order killing me or even coming after my kids, none of them have a future if we don't stand up now. That's the thing about this evil. And everybody has got to go and expose these crack houses. Everybody has got to go and expose all this stuff. Drugs aren't fun. They're not cool. None of this is. And you did the right thing. The fact that you drove off crying, I've done the same thing watching the CPS do stuff. Because, you know, in your mind, you know, you're thinking about how you got to defend this person. You know it's wrong. But, you know, then there's the shell shock. What matters is you end up doing the right thing in the end. You know, it's never too late. And the fact that you even cared, a lot of people would just, doing my job, you people are disgusting, whatever, you know, blah, 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 and then leave and dehumanize those people. The fact that you cared about it. Rob Dew's got your number. We're going to end up getting in touch with you Friday as we're off tomorrow. I got a great rebroadcast lined up. And that's basically that. But God bless you, sir, and I appreciate your information, okay?
Yeah, I really want to say that those people that have FEMA knocking on the door, please do not fill that out. They'll be able to seize your property if you don't pay that back. You could end up getting $30,000, and a year down the road, they're going to want it back.
And that's the rest of the story. That's why they've got Google actuaries. They know where all the crack houses are in databases, and I'd actually read about this. They're sending money to them so they can take the property later. It's all very, very cold-blooded. Well, listen, thank you so much, and I'm glad you had the strength to tell that story, John. We're going to be talking to you very soon. There goes John. I don't want that falling through the cracks, guys. Yeah, and that's exactly how it works. Then he's telling this other woman this story, and then she says, hey, God puts you in that house for a reason, puts you in this house for a reason. You're going to give me that information. Everybody's got to stop being so cowardly. You know what I mean? I mean, if something's evil, you've got to oppose it. It doesn't mean you've got to oppose everything all the time. But when your heart tells you you've got to oppose something, get past being cowardly. I mean, I think about what CPS does to kids. You know the most dangerous place for children? Even when you average in all the bad drug addict parents and the abusers and the alcoholics and everything, do you know in the government's own numbers, they don't publicize them a lot, but you can pull them up, on the average year, you are 5 to 7 times more likely to be sexually or physically abused in whose custody? Child Protective Services. And they just zombify the kids and put them on antipsychotics. I'm talking 2-year-olds. You cry for mommy, that's mental illness. And that's why anytime I have physical fear for myself, instantly God just says, you know what you've seen with the children. And I can just see it all. And there's not, and it's not that I'm even embarrassed that my flesh is weak and that I would even have an inkling of fear, the inkling of fear. I have fear that I'm so weak. I have fear that I don't execute resistance against these people properly with all the gifts I've been given. Because let me tell you, the evil is going on 24/7. People go, oh, there's always evil. It's increasing because there's an attitude now that, oh, that's just the way it is. You can't do anything. The CPS grabbing our kids outside of real courts, the TSA power grabbing and people now resisting that. Think about it. We're able to now have people all over the country videotaping, and the TSA is trying to force people through scanners and ripping the clothes off little girls that turn out to be state representatives in Texas, and they're beating people up and they're threatening people. Got big stacks of news on it today up at InfoWars.com and PrisonBuddy.com. But it doesn't matter because more and more people are angry and upset and they don't care. They're going to resist. I've seen 2 different national polls, 156, 152, are saying people are opting out of the scanners. It's happening everywhere. And it's the same thing. Little things grow. Big things have small beginnings. And we're not meant to be slaves. And there's always a struggle between good and evil. And I'm not offering anybody a utopia. Anybody that says they've got a utopia is a fraud. What I'm saying is that we need to pull away from evil and just swim as hard as we can away from it. Evil has a gravitational pull. And you want to get away from it. And it's always that eternal struggle of trying to get away from it. In our own lives, you know, changing things is an inside job. And, you know, shame on all these churches that go out and selectively find some poor people they claim they're going to take care of. Or, you know, shame on all the yuppies that walk up to me in grocery stores and say, what's wrong? Or say to my son, like I'm not even there, what's wrong with your eye? My son has a birthmark on the side of his head. And he says, it's my birthmark. You know, and I guarantee he's smarter than they are at 10 years old. And then I'll go, hey, you can talk to me. I'm here. Oh, this is the thing. You don't have any kids, do you? What are you, a social worker? Yeah, you are. And then you want to come in here and like a pervert talk to my kid. I'm not a pervert. How dare you? No, but it's but like a pervert superseding. You don't have the courage or the will to have a kid. You don't have the courage to raise them up. You just got the courage to come in here and get in front of them like, you don't like it now that I'm in your face. Why don't you go worry about the crack houses down the street? Why don't you go worry about the CPS abusing kids? Oh, but it's about the religion that you see. The liberals have their counterfeit of being good people and being involved in the community. They have their counterfeit where they run around all day how they're good and we're all terrorists and the TSA has to check us all on our pies and cakes. Can't fly with those and we're going to have to pull your shirt up in public. I mean, I've sat there while a male TSA worker gets down there to grope me because I've got to fly out somewhere. And they're saying, either this or you don't fly. So I go, okay, I'll do a test. And the guy gets down on his knees and is licking his lips. I mean, he's, you know. And it's so alien to me, the idea of getting off on putting people in bad situations and making them do something. But see, there's a lot of people like to make people do things, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. And they, that for them is the thrill. Seeing that beautiful woman in the line that they could never get with the electric eyes and the beauty. You know what I'm talking about. And I'll be there with the guys that go, watch this. They're going to pull her out for groping. She's doing the scanner. Look, the sharks are coming in. And, boy, they get that woman. And it is. I mean, oh, my gosh. It's groping time.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? Even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know, I said I would air these special reports and get to this economic news, so I'm going into the fourth hour live. I know it's on XM, and a lot of the stations carry it, because I used to do 4 hours every day. By the way, I only bring my son to work with me about once a week. He is homeschooled, and he's here training in video editing and reporting. He came running up going, oh, yeah, I can tell the story. We have a part-time nanny. He says it's really bad when they go to the grocery store. And I was asking him, I said, how does mom respond? You know, sometimes I say, hey, I'm here. I'm his dad. You know, ask me why that happened. Oh, you're a bad male. And I said, let me guess, is it chicken-necked, weirdo, liberal women? And he goes, yes, it's usually old ladies. And here is my son here on air with us, and he wanted to say something about this. Again, this is unscripted, so I don't know exactly what he's going to say, but he has a small, handsome birthmark on his left eyelid, and then one on the side of his head when he was a baby. It was more pronounced, but now he's got hair over it. And it's evil. And I, at a park, anywhere, and it's always a weird chicken neck liberal comes over and says, what's wrong with your eye? Did someone do something to you? And it's always so insulting because, and you're like, no, it's my birthmark. Really? Did someone tell you to say that? Again, they're hunting for kids to get. They're hunting because they've been told what to alert on. Now, if it's a crack house kid, no help's coming. But son, go ahead and tell folks the story.
Well, Dad, it's normally an old lady, and she says, what's wrong with your eye, boy? And then I say, it's my birthmark, and then she...
They don't really talk like that, do they?
I'm just trying to imitate.
Okay. Are you serious? Okay.
Yes, I'm serious. They come over and ask, what's wrong with your eye? And then I say, it's my birthmark. And they say exactly what you said they said. Is that what someone told you to say? Is that true? Or is that true? It's really, really embarrassing sometimes because my sisters are around.
Well, yeah, and they really get upset when there's a really good-looking family. It upsets them to no end. I mean, we've had them come up in Whole Foods repeatedly and say it's bad to have three kids. And so any way to knock that out, any way to get – I'm telling you, these are evil people. We're not joking around here. You must – see, good people are blind to this. We don't understand what we're facing. How many times a week or how many times a month, son – does this happen to you? I mean, I know when I'm out with you, it happens quite often when we're in liberal controlled areas in their occupied zones of destruction. But how often does this happen?
Usually if I'm out a lot on that month to like grocery stores, Walgreens, that sort of thing, it is about three or four times a month.
And then they continue, like to do it in front of me. It's like, I'm the dad. I'm sitting there at a checkout line. What happened to your eye? It's my birthmark. Did someone tell you to say that? And they look up at you. And you're sitting there clean cut, nice, great looking kids. You're like, it's insulting. He's got a birthmark, lady. Leave him alone. You know, I mean, again, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, there's a guy. There was this guy who says, what's wrong with your eye? Did someone punch you? Was it your parents? And I said, no, it's my birthmark. And he says, oh, really?
Yeah, it's probably a pedophile, piece of trash, enemy of America, enemy of humanity, the dark ones, the evil ones, the destroyers, the satanic ones. I'm sorry, son, I can't stand them. Anyways, when did this happen?
Well, when it was with Monica, you know, my old nanny.
Yeah.
It was like a year ago.
And where was this?
I think at
H-E-B. Oh, man, I tell you. You got to watch out, folks. You got to watch out. All right, thank you.
He's absolutely right. Protect your children.
All right, thank you, son. We're going to be debuting him with his name and everything very, very soon. He wants to go on air. His wish is my command. If it's just, it will be. We're not going to retransmission. I'm coming up. Look, we'll do this. We'll run through your calls quickly. You've been holding patiently. And then I'll get to these special reports. All of this straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.